Just bottom line halachot that come out of Siman Resh Petet in Shulchan Aruch. There the Shulchan Aruch talks about the obligation to make kiddush in the morning before one has the Sa'uda. The Gemara calls that kiddush kiddusha rabba. Of course, that's called Lashon Sagi Nahor. It's really not Kiddush Rabba. It's not a big Kiddush. It's actually a very small Kiddush. But they say Kiddush Rabba is a euphemism. It should be known that technically the Kiddush only has to be said Boreh Pri HaGefen. And that's it. But the custom is the same as Moreh David, Hashem Ruhi Lo Ehsar, Im Tashim Meshabbat Raglecha, Meshamru B'nei Sada Shabbat, Al Ken Berach. Now regarding that pasuk of Al Ken Berach Hashem et Yom Shabbat Hakadoshim, which we all say before the Kiddush, the Mishnah Berura says it's improper to say that pasuk because that's actually half a pasuk, and we have a rule that says that any pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu did not say, we are not allowed to say it as well. So Al Ken Berach, you're starting mid pasuk, so the Mishnah Berura is against it. However, Rabbeinu Ari in the Sefer Pri Etz Chaim clearly said that there's an Anyan to say it in the Kiddush. And once the Arizal says there's an Anyan, so we don't question the words of Rabbeinu Ari. And the Rabbeinu Chai brings us down in Rav Pa'alim, Helik Aleph in Teshuvah Yud Aleph, where he says clearly it's okay and proper to say Al Ken Berach, even though it's half a Pasuk. And he brings a logic there that since in a pasuk, sometimes you have an atnach, or sometimes you have a zakef katon. An atnach and a zakef katon, or a pasek, is as if the pasuk ends there. And therefore, since before the words al ken berach, there's an atnach, so therefore it's okay to start from that part of the pasuk, and you have no problem. Furthermore, Hakam ben Sion, Abba Shaul, in Ornit Sion Chelek Bet, says there would be no problem to start the Kiddush on Friday night with the words Yom HaShishi, even though Yom HaShishi is in the middle of a Pasuk. It's actually the end of a Pasuk. Vayi'erev, vayi'boker, Yom HaShishi. It's a whole Pasuk there, and you're just taking the last two words. He says, first of all, the Beit Mishnah says that there's a lot of secrets in saying those two words. In Parashat Bereshit, he has a long halakha there, and at the end he says that it's a big inyan to start the kiddush on Friday night by the word Yom HaShishi. And anyway, Chacham Ben Sion says it's only two words. It's only two words, and for two words they're not so makpid on breaking up a pasuk. And then Chacham Ben Sion writes that anyway, some say the only inyan of cutting a pasuk is when you're reading the Sefer Torah, but not when you're outside of the reading. So therefore, based on the Ari and the Ben Ish Chai and Hakam Ben Sion, our custom is well founded to start the Kiddush on Friday night with Yom HaShishi and to proceed on the Kiddush on Shabbat by saying Al Ken Berach. Now the reason why we make a Kiddush in the morning, why? We made a Kiddush the night before. That's the main Kiddush. That's the Kiddush Deoraita. We made Kiddush in the Tefillah. We only have to make Kiddush again in the day. Especially, it's not really a kiddush; it's just a Boreh Pri HaGefen. So the Mefarshim explained the Aruch HaShulchan brings down it's kavod ha-se'uda. It's to show that this se'uda is not like a weekday meal. Weekday meal, you don't make a kiddush before. We want to show that the kiddush of the Shabbat is special. So therefore, we make a kiddush. Because of this, the rabbi from Brisk held that everybody must drink from the kos of kiddush, because since it's coming for kavod se'uda. So it's not enough just to let one guy make the kiddush and drink. Everybody has to take a sip from it. Hakam v'ja'alav shalom in Yehavedat Helekeh on that petet of the Yehavedat argued on this. And he brought proofs that there's no difference between the kiddush of Friday night and the kiddush in the day. It's enough for one person to make the kiddush and to drink the shi'ud, and there's no obligation for everybody else around the table to drink. That should be noted that there is an inyan to show that the Seudah of Shabbat is special. How do we do that? Besides the special foods that we eat, but the timing of the Seudah. Shulchan Aruch says that if you normally eat late lunch during the week, you should eat on Shabbat early lunch, or vice versa. If you normally eat early, you should try to eat a little later. It all depends on the person's metabolism and his schedule. But one should do something different to show that this meal is not like a regular meal. The last question would be, clearly you're not allowed to eat before the Kiddush. That we all agree on. The question is a person allowed to drink something before Shacharit? Every morning we allow a person to have water before Shacharit. Well, let's say a cup of coffee under circumstances, or a cup of tea. So he wants to know, on Shabbat, can I have the same coffee or tea or water before Shacharit? What's his question? Kiddush. So Shulchan Aruch clearly writes that the obligation of Kiddush does not hit until after Shacharit. So therefore, before Shacharit, there is no obligation in Kiddush, and therefore a person is allowed to drink what he normally would be allowed to drink before Shacharit. The question is asked, but let's say a person is not feeling well, and he's not going to just limit himself to water. Halakha says if a person's choleh, he's allowed to have a seudah before Shacharit. He's sick. So he's going to have cake, he's going to have kezayit, kabetza, whatever it may be. So he wants to know that now that he's having a lot of food, which is like a seudah, does he have to make kiddush before he eats? So for Shacharit, Bi'ur Halakha, which is the Mishnah Berurah, clearly says he must make kiddush. Because he says, he doesn't say it, but this is his logic, that since the whole reason why we don't make kiddush before tefillah is because how are you going to make kiddush? You can't eat anything. And in kiddush, it comes to seudah. But this guy that has a intent to eat, he has a seudah. So if he has a seudah, he has to have a kiddush. However, Hakam of Ajah, Allah Shalom, in Yabi'a Omer, Hedekhet Siman Namid Aleph, as well as Hakam Ben Sion, Abba Shaul, and Olet Sion Bet, clearly argued on this Bi'ur Halakha, and they said that under no circumstances does a person make kiddush before Shacharit. Even if he has a heter to eat, still the obligation of kiddush is always only on him after he prays Shacharit. And if Halakha l'maaseh, even if a person is allowed to eat before kiddush, for whatever reasons, he eats without before Shacharit, he eats without the kiddush, of course he makes the regular berachot, and then he'll make the kiddush after. And even if he made the kiddush before, the kiddush is invalid. He would have to make the kiddush after he finishes praying.